CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC, striving to provide points of view that are rarely expressed in mainstream media.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Submitted for your consideration. The time is the present day, a disturbing void in the calendar that occupies the dead space between Groundhog Day and Valentine's Day. In the words of Rod Serling, welcome to the Twilight Zone. In the words of Tom Petty, the waiting is the hardest part. At least we have a consensus on Groundhog Day 2024. The most famous prognosticating rodent, Punxsutawney Phil, came out of his burrow and did not see a shadow. His forecast was verified by Canada's trio of toothsome burrowers, Ontario's Wireton Willie, Nova Scotia's Shubenacadie Sam, and Quebec's Fred Le Marmotte, who also did not see their shadows on February 2nd. Even human weathermen and women concurred. It looks like we're in for an early and mild spring. But damn it, Jim, they're just rodents, not meteorologists. Be it silly folklore or pseudoscience, at least it's some good news during the bleakest month of the year. Next stop, February 14th, the day Hallmark executives wring their hands over, and the Hallmark halls echo with their maniacal laughter. But what does the rest of the world think of Valentine's Day? In 2008, Saudi Arabia banned the sale of red roses because it's a Western holiday named after a Christian saint. Malaysian authorities arrested more than 100 Muslim couples for celebrating the occasion in 2011, and Iran banned the printing of Valentine's Day materials. Take that, Hallmark cards. Lost in translation, supposedly an error in early Japanese candy ads had their women thinking that they were supposed to give sweets to their man, not the other way around. So they invented Reply Day, or White Day, on March 14th, when Japanese chocolatiers make 50% of their annual sales. By the way, Sadie Hawkins Day is November 13th. And finally, coming full circle, as is the nature of Groundhog Day, in the U.S. of A., pets make out like little raccoon bandits each Valentine's. Americans dole out more than $500 million on treats for their fur babies each year. And don't the little dickens deserve it? Yes, they do, for being such a good boy or girl. Now come get some scritches. I'm Cal Coat, new for Valentine's from the enigmatic on-again, off-again Afro-Celt sound system. Comes a brand new single on 6 Degrees called Magical Love from World Beat Canada Radio to you.
Kandoro
Funk in a brand new single from Abibio Sound Machine from the UK, fronted by Eno Williams. Gotta Be Who You Are. Before that, Afro Celt Sound System and another brand new single, Magical Love. After the copyright dispute between the two iterations of the Afro-Celt sound system, Simon Emerson's version came out with the album Flight, and then sadly Simon Emerson passed away, and I thought I'd heard the last of Afro-Celt sound system, and here they are back with a new single. I can't wait to hear what comes next. This is Mingwa from right here in Vancouver, from an album called The Strange Ones. It's Nubes de Sal on World Beat Canada Radio.
This is Mingwa presente para toda la gente.
You're taking a ride on the global side with World Beat Canada.
Woo!
Oh yeah.
Horizonte pleno blanco como sueño sin sentido. Siento aquí, siento en mi pecho los latidos. Tengo el sol y su calor y tengo el viento como amigo. Suena mi voz, veo las líneas de tus curvas que me muestran la verdad para llegar a tu cintura. Desde aquí puedo sentir el cielo más y mucho más, pues tú me das lo que jamás pude llegar.
recording experiment, Minghua recorded The Strange Ones without the use or benefit of a metronome and in a cabin somewhere in the deep dark woods of British Columbia. Kieran Alawalia has a special Valentine's Day song for hubby guitarist Rez Albassi. That's straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining us for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Cote.
summer day, basking in the sun, skinny dippy dreamer. I dream with my hands. People at the beach, they look beautiful because of you. The cloudy sky come bright and bright, so blue. What you got for me? What you got for me? What you got for me now is the sweetest thing. What you got for me now? What you got for me? What you got for me now is the sweetest.
From Leon in Spain, that is Pajaro Sunrise, and The Sweetest Thing from a brand new album called The Future Is Not What It Used to Be, which is an Arthur C. Clarke quote. And a little bit of Hawaiian bossa music, you say? Before that, perhaps you'd like a schmuck and a pancake. It is Kiran Ahluwalia with Pancake from her forthcoming album called Comfort Food. This is Galicia's Bayuca and Embrujo from World Beat Canada. Thank you. quietly earning a reputation as one of the finest sound designers.